USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is reporting progress in the effort to reach a deal on raising the debt ceiling, but work requirements for social benefits programs remain a key sticking point. McCarthy accused Democrats of being out of step with ordinary Americans. More whistleblowers are coming forward from the IRS.
Whistleblower IRS agent Gary Shapley will testify before the House Ways and Means Committee behind closed doors today on corruption at the Internal Revenue Service being directed by the Department of Justice. Shapley on CBS News this week.
When I took control of this particular investigation, I immediately saw it, you know, was way outside the norm of what I've experienced in the past. There was multiple steps that were slow walked at the direction of the Department of Justice.
Had you ever encountered that before?
I have not, no. These deviations from the normal process, that, and each and every time it seemed to always benefit the subject.
I'm Lance Pry.
There was a little panic at the White House during a ceremony to honor the national champion LSU women's basketball team. A player passed out while standing on the risers.
And they're the men's champs. This is not the first time it's happened.
President Biden went on to praise the team for winning the title, saying they've been an inspiration to girls across the country. He joked that the women's Final Four was a bigger draw than the NBA playoffs. Wall Street is closing sharply higher on hopes for a deal to raise the debt ceiling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 328 points at 33,093. The S&P 500 rose 54 points to 4,205. The NASDAQ jumped 277 points to 12,975. Markets will be closed Monday on Memorial Day. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
There's new information indicating Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger's parents were questioned about the death of a woman who was reported missing in Pennsylvania last year. Koberger's parents, Michael and Marianne Koberger, were called to testify before a grand jury in connection with the death of a 45-year-old woman. Brian Koberger is charged with the murders of four University of Idaho students. An increasing number of Americans are pessimistic about retirement. A Gallup poll showed that 43% of those who have yet to retire expect they'll live comfortably when they do retire. That's down from 48% last year. Hurricane season is knocking at our door. Here's Richard Johnson.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts between 12 and 17 named storms. As many as 9 could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could be major hurricanes. Florida Senator Rick Scott says there are a lot of questions to answer and tasks to complete to be fully prepared.
Go through what your needs are, 7 days of water, 7 days of food, and you have all your medicine, where to evacuate to, what's your evacuation plans, how far in advance you need to evacuate.
Scott says now is the time to get ready.
A U.S. Navy destroyer that sunk during World War II has been found off the coast of Japan near Okinawa. The USS Mannert L. Abel was the first warship hit by what was described as a human-guided kamikaze bomb. Dave Collins, USA News.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.